John chapter number 4. Thank you, Pastor, as these other guys have said, for the opportunity to be able to stand and preach. John chapter number 4, beginning reading verse number 1. The Bible says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and was baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself had baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee." Verse number 4, and he must needs go through Samaria. Let's pray tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you one more time, God, for the opportunity to be able to stand and preach. God, I pray you'd help me, God, for a few minutes, God, to say exactly what you'd have me to say. God, nothing more, nothing less. I pray you'd loose my tongue. God, I pray, Lord, that something I say, God, be a challenge. God, be an encouragement to one of these people here. God, I confess that I can do nothing without you. God, I need your unction. God, I need your power. God, and I pray you'd give me that tonight. God, even though I don't deserve it, God, I pray you'd use me, God, for your honor and for your glory. For it's in your name we do pray. Amen and amen. For a few minutes, I want to preach on the title, "He Must Needs Go to You." You look back at that verse and we know the story that Jesus was going into Jericho and he could have passed on by. He could have passed on by Samaria. He could have went on by that way. And he didn't have to go through that way to get to Jericho, but it said in that verse, he must needs go through Samaria. He went out of his way to be able to go by Samaria. Just for this woman, we know the text. We know that he came to the well and he waited for that woman, that Samaritan woman, that he knew she was coming there. He knew that she was going for regular water, but I'm glad that she went for regular water, but she left with eternal life that glorious day. And I want to preach just on a few things that you'll find when Jesus comes by your way. But I want to look in verse number 7. First of all, the first thing you'll see is that Jesus is no respecter of persons. Verse number 7, he said, "There come a Samaritan woman to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink." We know that in the Bible that these Samaritans, that when they didn't talk to them, they didn't have any communication with these Samaritans. And even though Jesus knew that, he knew exactly who she was. Yet he decided to go out of his way to talk to this woman. Let me say this: God doesn't care who you are tonight. He doesn't care what you've done. He doesn't care what everybody else says about you. Jesus Christ loves you, and he'll go out of his way to come by your way tonight. Well, I know that Revelation chapter number 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let heaven hear, say, Come, and let him that athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." The Bible is a whosoever will salvation. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter who you are. The Bible is a whosoever, and he'll come by your way if you'll let him tonight. Not only do you find that he's no respecter of persons, but I believe you see in verse 18, the Bible says, "For thou hast 5 husbands, and he who had known has not as thy husband. In that saith thou truly." Not only do you see that he's no respecter of person, but I believe you'll find out that he knows all about you tonight. He doesn't matter. You may think that you're hiding from everybody else. You may go to him and you say, "God, I'm a good person. God, I haven't done this. I haven't done this." But let me say this: God knows exactly who you are tonight. But yet, even though he knows all your faults, he knows all your failures, yet he still loved you enough to send his only begotten son to die for you and to die for me. He knew what this woman had done. He knew she had 5 husbands. He knew that she wasn't saved, but yet he went out of his way to go to this woman and to pass by her way. He didn't have to. This woman didn't do enough. She didn't go enough. She didn't pray enough for Jesus to come by her way. She wasn't even looking for God, but I'm glad that when she couldn't go to him, I'm glad that he came by her way. And not only do you see that he's no respecter of persons, and I see that he find out he knows all about you, but I believe you see in verse number 14, the Bible says, "But whoso drinketh of the water that I give, he shall never thirst, but the water that I give so be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Also, you'll see that he will tell you the solution to your problem tonight. This woman went for the well. She thought she was just going for normal water, but Jesus, I find that he always positions himself in between you and what you think you need with what you really do need. Jesus put himself right there, and he'll say, "This is what you think you need, but if you'll come through me, I'll give you that everlasting life, and I'll give you that everlasting eternal water. Whatever problem you have, Jesus Christ is your solution. I don't care whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whether it be a marriage, whether it be financial, Jesus Christ is your solution tonight. All you got to do is come to him tonight." But lastly, I see in verse number 15, the woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Yeah, Jesus went by her way. Jesus offered her that solution. Jesus offered her that water, but she still had a decision to make. She could have went on by. She could have said, "No, I don't want your water. No, I don't want what you've got." And I believe there's many times we sit through church and we say, "No, that's not for me. That's for everybody else. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to go my own way. I know what's best. But you still have a decision to make. Jesus Christ is offering that water to you tonight. And he's saying, here it is. It's free. All you got to do is come to me. All you got to do is lay yourself on the altar and he'll save you tonight. But you do have a decision to make. Let me say this. If this woman would have let Jesus pass by, that might have been the last time that he ever came by her way. And Jesus Christ is calling you tonight to be saved if you're not saved. And if you are saved, he's calling you to take that water freely. He's calling for you to come to him. This might be the last opportunity. I'm glad for the day that he made needs to go by my way.